She's classy. She's sassy. She's a little smart-assy. Ladies and gents, the priestess of squarely spirituality. The badass whisperer herself, Kelly McLean.
Hey, welcome to the Bitch Scumps podcast, where I, Kelly McLean, dish about the current astrological mood with a feminist twist. This is about my sixth take because I'm overtired and I have the giggles. So I've been trying to get a grip and I just keep fucking it up. The giggles are, I think, will come in handy because there's a lot of shit going on this week in the planets. So I highly recommend giggling for no reason whatsoever, except at your own stupidity. It's good for the soul. Thanks for listening. Thanks for clicking on my podcast. Trying to get some business out of the way so we can just get into this shit. The other podcasts are Bitch Splaining. I am editing and uploading another episode of Bitch Splaining, and it is hilarious while we speak. I know you're not speaking. I'm speaking, and I'm not actually editing it right now, but right after this, I'm going to go upload it. So it will be there when you listen to this. So anyway, go listen to fucking Bitch Splaining. It is, like I said, pretty funny. There is also going to be a new episode of Bitch Story, Women's History, only cooler. That should be up by the time you listen to this as well. If you need to read what I'm saying with your eyeballs, you missed something, you whatever, the best place to do that, the best place to find almost all the things Kelly McLean is at Patreon. patreon.com/houseofbleep. You can email me at kelly@thebitchwhisperer.me. And if you want a private astrology or intuitive reading, you can go to 12listen.com or message me. In the show notes, there's a whole bunch of links, and one of them is how to contact me at 12listen. So always check out the show notes. Are there any voice experts? Why do I get this crackly thing? And what am I doing wrong? I'm not a singer, cannot sing. Clearly, I can't talk either. I don't know why I get this scratchy thing. I'm not forcing. I mean, this is my voice, but it doesn't do that raspy vocal fry thing. Well, vocal fry is like this, and I don't do that, I don't think. It's a thing in my throat. Maybe I force it. I don't know. It bugs me. All right. Let's just get into this shit. It took me so many takes to get this stupid intro done, you guys. All right. Let's just cut to the chase. Let's get fucking serious. Don't get serious. Being serious is lame. Okay. This week is a veritable landmine of frustrated energy and personal triggers. This sounds fun. Let's do that. It will slowly build until the full moon next Monday, the 27th. This is the astrology for the week of the 20th, by the way, because I'm so with it today. November 20th. How the hell did we get here? What is even time? I don't know. A happy Thanksgiving, by the way. But I've decided that that Thanksgiving is stupid because I don't even like turkey anymore, and I barely like family. And so fuck Thanksgiving. It's all a lie and bullshit anyway. So I've just decided that November is just Veterans Month. There's one episode on Bitch Story that I did with my husband, a veteran, and then there's an old one linked in the notes from that show. It's over at Bitch Scopes for some reason, that I did with him a few years ago. That's also really great if you're into such things. I'm into supporting veterans because veterans are fucking rad. So anyway, what was my point? I don't know. Happy Thanksgiving, but it's stupid. So eat your ham in bed and watch a good movie. Anyway, all right. This is going to be an interesting episode. I'm going to start kind of backwards and then go forwards because I'm an Aquarius. There is a full moon next Monday, the 27th. I'm covering it now so you can prepare. But Like, do you even prepare, bro? You really should. This motherfucker's in Gemini. I'm not going to be a fan. And I'm a Gemini rising, but a Gemini full moon, I don't think I recommend. Gemini is reactive and fluctuating and kind of lacks focus and a little haphazard with its emotions. Gemini's strength, excuse me, is in its creativity, its wittiness, case in point, intellectual curiosity and general smarts. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, which is very intellectually dominant. Thoughts move at lightning speed. Geminis tend to talk fast because they think fast, but a full moon is quite emotional. And this one is going to be a doozy because it has some real interesting aspects. And by interesting, I mean shit. spend just a little bit of time this week thinking about, did I say wink week? Thinking about or meditating on or journaling about Gemini energy, full moon energy, and how this combo could create fuckery for you. Just a little bit of awareness goes a long way, trust me. But first, let's back up and start at the beginning of the week like a normal person. Monday and Tuesday, great days for finding your voice and grounding into your personal power with the Sun sextile Pluto and conjunct Ceres. Saturn is trine Pallas, Athena, which gives you strategic genius and strength. And Mercury is trine Chiron. And that gives you a chance for recognition as you maybe share your healing journey with a wider audience. Tuesday's Mars sextile Pluto is very determined. That is a big one. Wednesday, we start a big Sagittarius party. It's a Sagittarius-a-palooza. Don't say that three times fast. The Sun enters Sag on Wednesday, and on Friday, Mars and Ceres enter Sag. Mercury's already there. That is a lot of Sag energy in 1 week. We're transitioning from, of course, Scorpio into Sag. So we're emerging from like dark, deep water, secretive Scorpio into the bright, fiery, extroverted light of Sagittarius. Introspection into, you know, hopeful optimism and restless adventure seeking. It could be maybe a harsh awakening or a rude awakening, as they say. Mars and Sag can have very high expectations of life. Sometimes those expectations are not realistic. Okay, I'm being a little bit kinder. Sagittarius is a little bit pie in the sky. Sure, dream the impossible dream, babe. But my Capricorn stellium would also like you to know that paying your bills can also feel great. And budget spreadsheets are fun. They don't care. So whatever, buckle up. Next Saturday, we have Mars square Saturn at 0 degrees. Oof, bitch. This is an aspect of angry frustration, and that is next Saturday. But I think it's possible that you'll feel it a little early. I don't know. It just depends. Just be aware, starting like Friday. Mars square Saturn and at 0 degrees makes me think of like a traffic jam where you're late or you have to pee and you're just, the tension is rising and you're just getting madder and more frustrated and you're stuck. Ugh, I don't even like thinking about it. But at 0 degrees, it's even more intense. Mars is at 0 degrees of Sag, where of course it just moved, and it has those high expectations and it's just on fire for whatever it's going after. Saturn is at 0 degrees of Pisces, where it desperately wants boundaries, like a concrete wall, because that's Saturn. And Pisces has never heard of such a thing. Emotions could be very messy. At 0 degrees of Pisces, Saturn has to get his sea legs, and I think it's going to take a minute. It's a real awkward placement, in my opinion. Pay attention to what you start to feel and experience now and over the next few weeks, because on Saturday, Mercury enters its shadow. That means that we have another Mercury retrograde coming at the end of the year. It will begin on December 28th. Hey, happy shopping after Christmas. It'll be in Sagittarius, and then Mercury will back into Capricorn during the retrograde. So themes around restlessness, feeling held back, are likely to pop up for some of us. So take some notes, because what happens in the shadow period is generally a bit of a preview. This voice thing drives me crazy. Sunday, the theme of restlessness continues and ramps up as Mercury trines Eris and Venus quincunxes Uranus. That is a mouthful. The former Mercury trine Eris can give you a sassy mouth. I gotta check my birth chart. Do I have that aspect? And the latter creates restlessness and a need for excitement in relationships in particular. But it's not just like excitement needed in relationships. It's a little more like a standoff. Venus doesn't just rule relationships though. She also rules money and personal values. So you might find yourself in a tattoo parlor unexpectedly or something. I mean, please send pics. All right. Now we are at the star of the show, so to speak, the Gemini full moon. Happens very early in the morning on Monday the 27th at 1:16 a.m. Pacific time. That is 4:15 a.m. Eastern time. It's at 4 degrees of Gemini. Gemini is intellectual. The moon is emotional. Emotions are what you feel in your body, but feelings are experienced consciously. Your feelings are like your interpretations of what you experience in your body, the emotions. With the energy of this moon, emotions will need to be intellectualized and filtered through the mind rather than just flowing as they normally do. It could get messy. People could be frustrated with their own emotional processes. Add to that the fact that a full moon is a highly charged time for emotions in and of itself, and you get the idea. But wait, there's more. Call now and you can get Moon opposite Ceres at 0 degrees for internal tension as you try to find the balance between your needs and the needs of others. And Moon square Saturn also at 0 degrees, so you can possibly feel depressed and tired. And if you call in the next 50 minutes and use code AHFUCK, you can also get these Moon accessories at no extra charge. Moon opposite Mars for feeling easily triggered, and Moon quincunx Pallas Athena for an added boost of tension between your emotions and your intellect. All callers will also receive Moon square Lilith for a little reactive feminism, as well as Mercury square Neptune for an added dose of confusion. So, to sum it all up, we have the Sun, Mars, Mercury, and Ceres in Sagittarius. Three of those are ingressing this week, and a full moon in Gemini, which is opposite Sag. Ego, drive, and intellect are all opposite emotions and intuition. Gemini seeks information in quantity, and Sagittarius wants to find the meaning in things. So then I'll just sort of recap the real big aspects in order of appearance. Sun sextile Pluto, Mars sextile Pluto. The Sun changing signs, that's always a big deal. Sun square Saturn and Mars square Saturn. And with all that energy in Sagittarius and a full moon in Gemini, there's a built-in opposition. The moon is a little outnumbered, so I think the emotional intellectual struggle will be real. I'm going to include in your scopes a little tip for keeping your cute little ass out of jail or divorce court this week. So check them out. That's it for the overview this week. I was very entertained by myself. I hope you were too. I really have got to go to bed or something. I've lost my mind. So you guys have a good week. Email me if anything crazy comes up, just to tell me a story or to vent, or maybe you need a reading, whatever. I think that's it. Do listen to the other podcasts, because like I said, we've got some new great stuff. And thank you so much for listening. Love your guts so fucking hard. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.